You just was
yeah,
a husband who wasn't thinking, right?
No, I'm saying he's my husband.
I understand, but you can have a husband and not necessarily have a fifth child be when you already have four. You just weren't thinking again, neither one of you. Just enjoying being married, right? Not thinking the consequences. Now you got five mouths to feed.
Okay, but the job thing is one thing, but another thing is going out cheating on me, having other kids out of the marriage. I mean, what is that about?
You got other kids?
I got five of my, six of my own kids.
No,
you have one? No.
All together, I got six kids. The one with her makes six.
You got how many children?
All together, the one with her makes six.
Now, I think that I started this conversation saying that I wish that there were certain things that I could legislate and say people couldn't do. And this is one. If it were up to me, Mr. Griffin, my court order would be vasectomy in the next 24 hours. I'm real serious now. It was left up to me, and Joe would transport you down to one of those clinics. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a sad situation. What do you expect from them? They cannot get what they need. Their needs are not going to be adequately met with just one income. It's hard enough with two incomes. They're not going to get the emotional support they need. You can't spread yourself that thin to give six children the emotional support they need, and they are in all different families. Come on. You can't do that. So they're going to go lacking. You don't need any more children. I don't care if you are 23. And I'm very serious. Please, you should strongly consider a vasectomy. And don't talk to me about pride and ego and all of that. You should strongly consider that because you don't have the self-control. Because you're going to find yourself spending a lot of time in jail for not paying child support. Because the law is not allowing you to just run around and have children and not pay child support anymore. And you're going to find yourself doing time on the installment plan for not paying child support. And get ready to start with me. You got to get a job. I don't care what kind of job you find, but you can find a job. You can go to a warehouseman. You're strong. You can lift things. You can carry things. You can pick up stuff. You got to find a job. You have 30 days to find a job. Then you have to pay child support for this child. You're no longer a child. Nobody has to keep providing for you. It's time for you to step up to the plate, be responsible for yourself, pay your own rent. See, the problem is too many other people have been taking care of you, and you haven't felt the need to take care of yourself. But you're going to take care of this child, this one. And I'm going to order $500 per month in child support. Which means in order for you to pay that, you need to find you a job that's going to pay you at least $2,000 a month. And there's no reason why you can't. That should be some incentive. If it's not, we got a jail big enough to hold you. But I hope we don't have to get to that. Ms. Clark, on the same token, I suggest you not have any more children.
I'm done. I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? You're in the same position.
I'm going to
raise these kids. Nine times out of ten, the burden's going to be on you. So you don't need any more either. If you haven't had surgery, you need to strongly consider it too.
I already did.
All right. That's the word of the court.
What's the jury?
All rise. Parties may leave the court.